restraints prevent and reduce need. Patients have the right to be free from restraint or seclusion. Applied based on individualized assessment using the least restrictive means possible. Pediatric, cognitively, or physically limited patients will have special consideration prior to the use of restraints. Restrictive interventions cannot be used as a means of coercion, discipline, convenience, or retaliation and must be limited to emergencies. To justify use of restrictive interventions, the patient must be violent and a safety risk to self and/or others. Restrictive interventions should be used after non-physical interventions have failed, as a last resort. Restrictive interventions must not be based on restraint history or on the history of dangerous behavior.